Emily, first care. This is Faggy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I don't know what that was before.
Sorry about that.
How can I help?
I'm calling. Is Shira or Jasmine available?
Shira is out. Jasmine, I don't see in the office yet, but I'm covering for Shira, so I can help.
Oh, okay. My name is Tina Blocker, and I have a case going on with my son Dominic.
Okay. Yes.
Take
a look.
Okay.
Let's see. So I see that you had sent in all the documents. We're just waiting for the county to approve, right?
I believe so, yes. And could you explain to me who is Maximus?
Sure. So Maximus is the application part of the program. They're hired out by the state to assess eligibility. Once Maximus determines eligibility, the county will determine the financial eligibility. So Maximus is like the medical eligibility. They're just like an outsourced company. And then the county does the financial part, which will enroll him in the waiver. Yeah, so as of now, I don't see any waiver approved.
Right. So Maximus just called me, and I spoke with a guy named Timothy Reen.
Okay.
And he was the most ignorant person I ever spoke to. I asked him a question, and his response to me is, "Ma'am, I'm trying to explain it to you. It's going to be in the letter." I said, "Sir, you're not explaining anything to me. I'm asking you a question, and all you're saying to me is it's going to be in the letter. So you have no idea what's going to be in the letter? Like, what paperwork do you need that so I can have it ready?" "Ma'am, I'm trying to explain it to you. This is a courtesy call." I said, and I asked him his name. And I said, "If you're on this case, I don't want you on this case because you're ignorant and you're rude and you need better manners on a phone call." He goes, "You know what? You're absolutely right. I do."
Oh, my gosh. What did he call to tell you? What was he, like, trying to say?
"That I'm going to be receiving a letter within a couple days."
Oh, okay. So the Maximus, like, outcome, you did all parts of it, so he is approved by Maximus. There's no reason he wouldn't be. But they send out a letter in the mail. Like, they send it way later than they're supposed to, which is why we don't even, like, mention it during the process because it's not needed. The county gets the approval if it's there. But they send out a letter stating that he is eligible and then you should follow up with the county for the financials. That letter shouldn't, unless that letter has any financials that are missing, which it might, it's total trash. You don't need it.
Okay. So I don't have to deal with him ever again?
No, if he's from Maximus, no. If he didn't mention anything about the county assistance office.
No, he's from Maximus. He gave me his name. It's a courtesy call saying that a letter will be coming, and whatever's in the letter is going to explain whatever is needed.
Yeah, so he is from Maximus, then you shouldn't hear from him again. You're going to get, there should be a caseworker on that letter assigned from the county assistance office. That's somebody who we will need to try to get in contact with just to approve Dominic's case because since all the documents are in, there is no reason that we're still waiting. They just take forever to do anything there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If there is a county assistant, like it's called a caseworker, assigned on that letter, that's a name that you would need. But other than that, there's nothing to hold your breath for this letter.
Okay. So is there anything else that they're asking for? Because I sent in everything that was asked.
No, so they haven't responded to us when we ask them if everything was received, and they say that, you know, all was sent and everything is good, but that it takes 90 days or something for them to review. It doesn't take that long usually, so we just keep following up with them. They answer us one out of every five times. So as of now, they haven't told us that they're missing anything, just that they're reviewing. But once you get, if you do get the caseworker information on that letter, then we can try to reach the caseworker directly. We've been reaching the county assistance office, you know, as a whole.
Okay.
So we'll have one person to harass instead of the whole office. But as of now, they haven't mentioned, like, if there was something that you were missing, they would tell us something specific is needed. But as of now, they haven't said that. So I'm assuming all is good. They're just working on reviewing it.
All right. Okay. I feel better now because this guy was a real jerk. And I'm like, dude, what's your problem? Like, I asked him a question. And he's like, "Ma'am, I'm telling you." And I'm like, what the heck?
Also, if you're sending out a letter, you should know what's on the letter. Like, you can't explain that in your own words.
Right, exactly. And he's like, I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm like, you're not explaining anything to me except that there's a letter coming. And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm explaining to you. I'm like, oh my God. But his whole demeanor, I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't. I'm like, oh, okay. So, all right, good. I feel better then. Okay. Thank you. And tell me your name one more time.
My name is Faigy, spelled F like Frank, A-I-G-Y. And as soon as you get the letter, you could give me a call. I'll be working on the case, you know, just monitoring. Shira will be back Friday. So before, okay. You know, if anything happens before then, let me know. I'm happy to help.
Okay. And I have another quick question. Once it gets going with you guys, how does that the next part work as far as payments goes? Payments
okay, will go. So then what we're waiting for now is to see that the county enrolls him into the Community Health Choices waiver, which would mean that he's eligible for home care services. Keystone will do one more assessment with a service coordinator who will let you know how many hours will be approved. Once Keystone approves the hours, they send us an authorization where we are able to begin servicing the case. Let me see. Who do you have down for a caregiver? You guys, your mom and dad, right?
Yes.
Okay. So once, you know, you're going to be signed up with our agency, as soon as we see that the waiver is approved is when we start signing you guys up. And the way it works is we would set up direct deposit for you and we pay weekly.
Oh, weekly. Oh, okay. And do you know how much it is?
I don't know the rate offhand because it really depends on the hours and the insurance and all that. But
okay.
It's somewhere around 14, 15 an hour.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Let me know if you need anything else.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.